请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
My name is Anna.
我的名字是安娜。
I live in a small village.
我住在一个小村庄里。
It is beautiful and quiet here.
这里既美丽又安静。
I have a father and a mother.
我有一个父亲和一个母亲。
My father is a doctor.
我的父亲是一名医生。
My mother is a teacher.
我妈妈是一名老师。
I have one brother and one sister.
我有一个兄弟和一个姐妹。
My brother is 8 years old.
我哥哥八岁。
My sister is 6 years old.
我妹妹六岁。
We are happy in our village.
我们在自己的村庄里快乐。
I love my family very much.
我非常爱我的家人。
This is my life.
这是我的生活。
Tom is a curious boy.
汤姆是一个好奇的男孩。
He loves to learn about technology.
他喜欢学习技术。
One day, Tom met a scientist.
有一天，汤姆遇见了一位科学家。
The scientist explained semiconductors.
科学家解释了半导体。
Semiconductors are important for gadgets.
半导体对小工具很重要。
Tom was excited to learn more.
汤姆很兴奋地想要了解更多。
He asked many questions.
他问了很多问题。
The scientist was happy to help.
科学家很高兴能帮忙。
They talked about how computers work.
他们谈论了计算机的工作方式。
Tom learned that semiconductors help computers.
汤姆了解到半导体有助于计算机。
He felt proud to know this.
他感到自豪，因为知道这个。
Tom wanted to learn even more about semiconductors.
汤姆想要更多地了解半导体。
He dreamed of inventing new gadgets.
他梦到发明新的小玩意儿。
Tom's future was bright.
汤姆的未来是光明的。
He smiled at the new world of semiconductors.
他对新世界的半导体微笑。
Mark and Lisa decided to go to the gym together.
马克和丽莎决定一起去健身房。
They were excited to try different activities.
他们很兴奋地尝试不同的活动。
First, they explored the weightlifting room.
首先，他们探讨了举重室。
Mark lifted heavy dumbbells while Lisa watched.
马克在丽莎观看时举起了重哑铃。
After a while, they switched to cardio exercises.
过了一段时间，他们转向了有氧运动。
They ran on the treadmill and enjoyed the music.
他们在跑步机上跑步，享受音乐。
Next, they tried a yoga class together.
接下来，他们一起尝试了一堂瑜伽课。
Lisa loved the relaxing atmosphere and the instructor.
丽莎爱放松的氛围和讲师。
Mark found it difficult, but he tried hard.
马克发现这很难，但他很努力。
At the end of the day, they felt happy and proud.
在一天的结束时，他们感到快乐和骄傲。
In a small town, there lived a young woman named Sarah.
在一个小镇上，住着一个名叫莎拉的年轻女人。
Sarah felt lost and yearned for something greater.
莎拉感到迷失，渴望着更伟大的东西。
She decided to explore different religions.
她决定去探索不同的宗教。
Her journey took her to a Hindu temple first.
她的旅程首先带她去了一个印度教寺庙。
She listened to the chanting and felt a sense of peace.
她倾听了颂唱，感到一种平静的感觉。
However, she soon realized that this was not her true calling.
然而，她很快意识到这不是她真正的召唤。
Next, Sarah visited a Buddhist monastery.
接下来，莎拉参观了一座佛教寺庙。
She meditated quietly and found a deeper understanding of life.
她安静地进行冥想，并发现了对生活更深刻的理解。
After her time there, she felt a strong connection with Buddhism.
在那里待了一段时间后，她感到与佛教有着强烈的联系。
Yet, she still wanted to discover more.
然而，他仍然想要探索更多。
Thus, she set out on a quest to learn about Christianity.
因此，他踏上了一段学习基督教的旅程。
In the end, her faith evolved into a rich tapestry of beliefs.
最后，他的信仰演变成一幅丰富的信念挂毯。
In the contemporary world, religion plays a crucial role in shaping societal norms.
在当代世界，宗教在塑造社会规范中发挥着重要作用。
It influences moral principles, legal systems, and cultural practices.
它影响道德原则、法律体系和文化实践。
Yet, as societies evolve, there is a noticeable decline in religious adherence.
然而，随着社会的发展，宗教信仰的遵守明显下降。
This phenomenon indicates a shift towards secularization, especially in urban settings.
这种现象表明向世俗化的转变，特别是在城市环境中。
Within cities, traditional values often clash with modern ideologies.
在城市中，传统价值观常常与现代意识形态发生冲突。
This clash can lead to social tensions and debates about identity.
这一冲突可能导致社会紧张和关于身份的辩论。
These discussions often reveal deep-seated fears and longings for connection.
这些讨论经常揭示深层的恐惧和对连接的渴望。
As people navigate their beliefs, they often seek community and understanding.
当人们探索他们的信仰时，他们经常寻求社区和理解。
The challenge lies in balancing tradition with contemporary needs and aspirations.
挑战在于平衡传统与当代需求和愿望。
Ultimately, faith in a modern context can be a source of both conflict and unity.
归根结底，在现代背景下，信仰可以成为冲突与团结的源泉。
In the realm of literature, landscapes often serve as multifaceted symbols that reflect the inner turmoil of characters.
在文学领域，风景往往作为多面象征，反映出角色内心的动荡。
From the turbulent moors in Wuthering Heights to the serene gardens of the Secret Garden, the settings encapsulate emotional extremes.
从呼啸山庄中的狂乱荒原到秘密花园的宁静花园，场景 encapsulate 感性极端。
Each landscape is laden with meaning, inviting readers to unearth the layers of symbolic significance.
每个风景都充满了意义，邀请读者去挖掘象征意义的层次。
The author's intent becomes remarkably clear in novels where the setting is almost a character itself.
作者的意图在小说中变得很明显，场景简直就像一个角色。
Novelists like Virginia Woolf craft environments that mirror the complexities of the human psyche.
小说家如弗吉尼亚·伍尔夫创造反映人类心理复杂性的环境。
Such environments are not mere backdrops but integral components of narrative structure.
这样的环境不只是背景，而是叙事结构的重要组成部分。
Moreover, the juxtaposition of contrasting elements within a setting prompts profound reflections on social dynamics.
此外，在背景中对比元素的并置促使对社会动态的深刻反思。
Through careful analysis, the rich tapestry of themes woven into literature is unveiled, offering insight into the human condition.
通过仔细分析，编织入文学的丰富主题的挂毯被揭示出来，提供对人类状况的洞见。
Ultimately, such literary landscapes compel readers to engage with the text beyond its surface, exploring deeper meanings and connections.
最终，这样的文学景观迫使读者与文本进行更深层次的互动，探寻更深层次的意义和联系。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。